This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst. He said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think Jesus had a lot of fun after the resurrection, appearing to people, surprising them. The disciples were all locked up in this upper room. They were afraid they were going to be targeted next and die. And despite the locked doors, Jesus appeared before them, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. And he said, "Peace, guys." Then he had to say it again. And that's the gift that the Lord wants for all of us, a very deep spiritual peace. And one of the ways in which we experience that is in his forgiveness. And I know all of us probably could have profound stories of how our conversion, an ongoing conversion, and how we've experienced God's forgiveness. As a priest, I feel very privileged to hear many confessions, but I'm hearing confessions of God's goodness and his love and stories of transformation. I mean, it's just beautiful for people who really have something to say. What sends me crazy when people who are spiritual hypochondriacs are constantly coming to confession and really have nothing to say. I want to say, don't waste my time and God's time, you know? He really wants to touch us in our woundedness. And one of the things Jesus did, he showed the apostles his wounds. They did not get healed over it in the resurrection, but he showed them his hands and his side. And I think we need to show our woundedness, and you can't do that to everybody. But that's one of the ways in which we get healed, whether it's a medical procedure or some of the spiritual and emotional wounds we all carry, and we all have them. We've all been wounded at some level, and we have to allow ourselves to heal. And that's one of the things that God wants to do for all of us. And I think he, despite our fears and our isolation, he wants to break through that so we can experience his forgiveness. One of the things Jesus did that day, I'm sure Peter felt very guilty. Can you imagine the risen Jesus there? Jesus could have said, hey, Pete, do you remember who I am? Do you remember in the garden when that girl asked you and suddenly you had amnesia and you didn't know who I am, huh? Jesus didn't bring that up. But again, peace. Then Thomas. I won't believe it until I can see him. I won't believe it until I can put my hands in the wounds. And the next week, Jesus said, hey, Tommy, come here. Feel this. I'm real. I'm real. Jesus allows himself to be touched. And it's in his forgiveness. And we've all received his forgiveness. And that, to me, is the test whether we really believe. Can we forgive others? Can we forgive ourselves? That's the hardest person to forgive is ourselves. But the Lord has forgiven all of us. We're all sinners, every one of us. We begin every Mass by a confession of sin. Every Mass. Lord, I've messed up. And the Lord said, I still love you. I'll heal you. Heal one another, forgive one another. As I told the children, I think at an early age, we have to learn how to let go of hurts. People hold on to things for years and years and years. You know, we all get hurt, but there's a real knack to letting that go, and it's experiencing the forgiveness of Christ. And when we experience that forgiveness, boy, it changes everything. It's like we've been, our debt's been forgiven. If we owed millions of dollars and someone paid it off, I hope we'd be grateful, right? And that's how we should feel. The Lord, he paid the debt. He took our sins when he died on the cross. We're told he became sin. He who knew no sin took on the sins of the world. And God, in that sacrifice, he atoned for all of our, he took the rap for our guilt. By his wounds we are healed. There's a real mystery there. And if you can't experience forgiveness or you find a real tough time, go to the cross, go to the Lord, ask him to give you an experience, and he will, and you'll feel the burden lifted. That burden. Because if every one of us had to pay the price for our sins, we wouldn't even get up in the morning. There'd be no hope. The Lord says, I forgive you. Now, go and do likewise. So that's, and we all have to let stuff go. And I think there's a real art to forgiving. It doesn't mean we're doormats or we're going to let people walk all over us. But we're not going to let things that happen to us keep us down. And that was part of the resurrection that freed Jesus up. Had Jesus been filled with resentment on that Good Friday, you know, he got spit on and cursed. If he had got angry and lost his faith, and he wouldn't have been able to rise on Easter. And that's why a lot of people don't rise up in their life, because they're full of resentments. They hold on to every hurt that ever happened to them, and they collect them. Some people make a real hobby out of that. They can't let something go that 20 years ago. I know people like that. You want to say, well, give it up. And by God's grace, we can. And I hope all of us, as I said, that's the proof of our faith. It's not so much what we say, it's what we do. It's a very existential understanding of faith. It's easy to say, I love you, huh? But it's hard to say, I forgive you. Whether it's your kids, your spouses, your relatives, your friends. You know, so many friendships have been fractured by some dumb little thing that happened.
people can't get over it. They can't give it up. So we have to learn how to forgive. That's one of the, I think, important lessons of our faith. And it's one of the implications of the resurrection. We're a forgiven people, every one of us. So I hope we remember that. And so often people forget where they've come from. You know, they judge others, and I'll say, yeah, but what about you when you were young, right? Oh, they have, again, a spiritual amnesia. They forget that, right? But we should remember the grace of God. It's so good. And then to share our story. I find that very helpful when I've heard witness talks or people who trust me enough to share their story, and I'm amazed at the conversions that the Lord wrought by his grace. So my prayer is that he come despite our locked doors of our hearts and the brokenness and the barbed wire that we, you know, sometimes people get hurt and they put up all these defenses, they build walls, they put barbed wire spiritually around themselves so you can't get near them because they've been so hurt. And I'm hoping we all give the Lord an opening that he can get through like the apostles and say, peace be with you. And then to be agents of that peace, because we can change the world. All the wars, all the conflicts, they usually start in personal animosities. Again, people can't get over or can't get through. Let's pray that we are a people of compassion, a people who can forgive, a people who can let go of the past and move on into a bright future.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.